Tootsie Wassel is a jolly little fellow. To his date, he says things of unparalleled stupidity. When he lifts his skirts in a mighty watusi, his footsteps spans a man on horseback. Come right in, sit right down, daddy let your mind run on. His beehive topples and rolls over the floor. His mitre twists like an adder as he twists around it. Many jackanapes in frothy whisker consider the little asshole an impossibility. They like to assume the attitude of one leaning on a staff. As he prances, the crazy one lets out a laugh up the stairs toward Tintoretto's origin of the Milky Way. But Tootsie's curriculum is reversed. He thirsts for a second childhood, hard on the heels of his first. But Tootsie's curriculum is reversed. The coils of his life's toils he lets out. They unwind, exhausted. Four jackanapes in frothy whisker bear the slab round the north to the Royal Atavistic Society. Pope Sweetpea. He enjoys tying his feet together under his knees. He then attempts to walk. Of course, it can hardly be done, but gives him the most enormous amusement. He keeps on begging me to tie him up. He likes to lie for hours with belts all over his body. Mommy, look at me. I'm another Houdini. His ideal would be for me to dress him up as a baby. He's always begging me to bind him up tight, wrap him up in a shawl like a pupa, and carry him about. His favorite games are with the curtain cord. Loops it around his neck, pulls it tight, and cries, "Look, Mummy, I'm throttling myself." The cloistered family, furious with praying, breaks into the open. They laugh to themselves, fiddle with sticks, even spit on the ground as they go by. They press on each other's lips, lovely curses. Half of them blow, the other half beat on drums. There is almost no end to it. And the cloistered family, between four walls, fast and pray. False Pope, sacrilegious imposter. The mean snouts of cynical fellows have discovered that in me nothing at all exists. Another maddening thing, having the girth of Asmodeus, like von Hindenburg, I fly through the heavens, looking in through windows, exclaiming through chimneys. My trouble is, I think, I'm never really seen. If women were explorers, they'd surely find me ardent. About this, the little forest birds are insistent. I see no discrepancy between estimate and tally. A deepest darkness, clearly underscored. So, apart from snouts and pricks, my whole life's drama, quite gloriously, I assure you, is being enacted. That which you might have done, that you did not do. Things which might have been, rose apples on the river, floated up, and then they passed away. Nothing to be done after a work day's done, but solitary walks or reluctant invitations. When you have to knock, they have to open. Never to bring home flowers or a kitten. Running up the stairs, every step is closer. Never to kiss other people's children on the cheeks. And not to be allowed to go on saying, "Stay by me." You pierce the evening with your head, able only with difficulty to touch a hand.
only with vexation to ask for help, to struggle desperately with an old man while begging, to lie ill, gazing for weeks at the corner where one's bed is, and always to say goodbye instead of hello when you come home. What have you done with your gift of sex? What have you done with it? In the end, it was a failure. That is all that they will say. Because you willed one thing, and that thing only. In the end, it was a failure. That is all that they will say. Morpheus, admit us. Release us. Morpheus, forget us. More.